أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 100 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Baytullah, that Allah had created it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made it a source of survival for the whole of mankind. Coming back, or going back a few verses, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the prohibition of alcohol, some person from the outskirts of Medina Munawwarah approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the prohibition of alcohol was revealed, after the announcement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person questioned Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to income that he had derived from the sale of alcohol whilst the alcohol was halal. At that time he sold it, now the prohibition, but the money is still in my hands. We discussed one verse where Sahaba were concerned about those who had consumed alcohol when it was haram, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had forgiven. But here the issue is that now alcohol has become haram, the income of alcohol has also become haram, and that is in my hands. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to him that it is not permissible for you to utilize it. In certain riwayat, certain narrations, the person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would it be acceptable if I carry out some good deed with that money? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if you go out in jihad, or even if you perform hajj, you utilize it for jihad, you utilize it for hajj, it will not be the equivalence of one feather of the wing of a mosquito. In other words, not acceptable by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then in response to all of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah, قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. الْخَبِيثُ and الطَّيِّبُ are not equivalent, they are not equal. What is al-khabith? In its original language, literally it means everything that is impure, what we would term as napak, and al-tayyib will be something that is pure, something that we would term as pak. Now, a whole host of different meanings span throughout the Quran Sharif, in that anything that is good will be regarded as tayyib. Anything that is evil, anything that is ill, anything that is impure, all that will be regarded as al-khabith. And hence here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to halal and haram, number one. That halal and haram, both of it will never be equal. The haram quantities, in quantity it can be in abundance. The halal can be less, but that also is not equal in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. A very beautiful example in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Alayh, that was known as Umar the Second, or he was known as the fifth Khalifa of Islam because of his justice. When he had come into power, then whatever was taken by the previous leaders impermissibly, haram so far as the Shariat was concerned, whether it was property of people, or otherwise it was illegal haram tax that was taken, he gave the command to all his governors that all of that must be returned. So as it was being returned, obviously then what is going to happen? The public treasury, the Baytul Mal, is going to diminish. And in that way, one governor wrote to him and he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, the issue here is now we do not have sufficient funds. His response was a very simple response. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. That halal and haram can never be the same, it can never be equal, even though an abundance may amaze you. That we will suffice with less, But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put barakah in that less, and hence in this way he did not move from his decision that whatever was not permissible even for the government, the Baytul Mal to take, that had to be returned. In Al-Khabith and Al-Tayyib, ulama have also written good deeds and evil deeds. They can never be the same. And they have also written that good akhlaq, good character, no matter what it may be, sometimes we do the work of deen, and because we're doing the work of deen, we feel we have the license to speak to people in an ill-mannered way. That is also not tayyib, it is khabith in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So good and bad akhlaq, good and bad character, all of that has been defined as at-tayyib and khabith by the ulama-i kiram. Walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith, even though al-khabith, haram, impure, may amaze you, it may marvel you, but even then it will never be permissible in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not see abundance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees quality. From our side, we should look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever there is barakah, that is best for us, even if it is not abundance. Fattakullah, then fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in your judgment with regards to halal and haram, in your decision about abundance without barakah, abundance without the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all those matters, suffice on little, but make sure it is halal. Ya ulil albab, O people of intelligence. It is only a person that has intelligence that will be able to judge between halal and haram, right and wrong, good and bad, evil, all of that. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you may gain salvation, you may gain success, and of course the success is the eternal success, and that is the success of the akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.